The federal government has approved Maine's request to reinstate a program that is expected to lower individual health insurance premiums. The program will provide the most relief for middle-income earners who don't qualify for subsidies, but people who buy insurance through group plans will pay an additional fee. Patty White has more.
In an individual health insurance market the size of Maine's, says State Bureau of Insurance Superintendent Eric Chapa,
a few claims can make a big difference in the rates.
To prevent those high claims from sending premiums soaring, Maine has been approved to reinstate something called the Maine Guaranteed Access Reinsurance Association, or MGARA. It places consumers in the individual market with costly medical conditions into a hidden high-risk pool. MGARA will pay their claims through the consumer's premiums plus a $4 a month assessment on all policyholders. Subsidizing those high-cost claims, says Chapa, will help keep overall premiums low, and so will federal money to fund the program. The result? Relief to middle-income earners who don't qualify for tax subsidies on the individual market.
They don't get a subsidy, but if you can get their premiums either go down or have a smaller increase, we've done something.
Maine-based independent health policy consultant Mitchell Stein says the program is better than nothing, but it won't lower premiums for those outside the individual market.
Those purchasing in the group market will be paying the assessment and won't have a reduction in their premium because of the assessment. So it is really a mixed bag.
Maine briefly operated a hidden high-risk pool before the Affordable Care Act's online marketplace opened. Chapa says it prevented rates from climbing into the double digits. The Bureau of Insurance has yet to approve rates for 2019, but insurance companies requested either decreases or increases up to about 2% if Maine restarted its hidden high-risk pool. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.